the preface of the book. The moment I decided I was going to start writing this biography, I had to start laughing. Just another evening of nothing in a strip club in Key West, Florida, on August 3rd, 2022. I was on the verge of turning 43 years old, sitting in the same corner I have been sitting in for the past 6 years, but this time it was different. I did not feel like working and communicating with a bunch of drunk Americans who would ask me where I was from. I would reply to them that I was from Czech Republic, and they would have no idea where one of the most beautiful countries is located. The smarter ones would know that it was somewhere in Europe, but the others were convinced that we were a part of the former Soviet Union. And then others would say, "Oh, so you're from Eastern Europe?" And when I would ask them, for example, if they know where Austria is located, so then the few folks who did not miss the couple of hours of European geography that the American schools would offer would answer with the response that it's right next to Germany and that it's in Western Europe. After 6 years, I was tired of teaching them world geography and explaining that the Czech Republic is exactly north of Austria. But going back to August 3rd, it was exactly 14 days later when a judge in Key West finally wrote out her judgment for a court hearing that had happened 5 months ago, in which most likely, without any remorse, she took my 3.5-year-old son away from me on the same day and gave custody to his father, Hannibal, who now had the right to take our son to the American Virgin Islands, which was very far away. Whether it was a trip in the car or an airplane, it was still at least a 7-hour trip. Hannibal got the majority of the time, but we still had joint custody of our son, which in reality was quite different than it sounds. The US Virgin Islands are outside the continental United States of America, which is located right next to the Dominican Republic. My world and my life were in ruins. The decision of a biased judge absolutely changed not only my life, but also the lives of my older children. In my story, I would like to warn all women, mothers, and maybe even men about what we have seen all our lives on the news and in the American movies. That most of us think of America as a free country, where justice rules and where people have the right to freedom of speech. But the reality that they are free is nonsense, and it's only brainwashing. 6 years of living in America, paying taxes, going to court for a divorce case with a battle over Edward, who was born a very premature baby at 29 weeks in the maternity hospital in Praha 4, Czech Republic. I am actually very grateful for how strong of a person I am, and that I have been for a long time, and that I haven't gone crazy because my childhood wasn't just a walk in the park either. In this life story, only the truth is written. There isn't any distorted information or facts. All my claims and facts that I have are backed up by text messages, emails, photos, video recordings, court decisions, and other evidence. I have kept this evidence and I will continue to keep it because I am sure that if this book ever gets published, a lot of people will be angry for sharing the truth, mainly about America, which will be in the last part of the book. I'm more than sure that a particular few people will be angry because in America people get sued for almost everything, but mainly my ex-husband and the judge will not like this true story. They won't be thrilled with the public confrontation and the decisions they have made due to their American arrogance. All the evidence I have gathered, I will protect for the rest of my life, because specifically, those are the two people who would take me to court and try to sue me for false accusations. The truth about America, which many of you dream of as an ideal country. America can be unfair, cruel, corrupt, expensive, discriminatory, and if you have money, you are a winner. After all, America is only interested in money, and without money, you are only bothering the country. And it doesn't matter if you are an American or a legal immigrant. My story is not written because I could not come to terms with the lost custody of my son, or because I wanted to vent my anger out this way, but for the reason that I want to warn people who see America as I saw it before I came here. America as a country is beautiful. The nature is beautiful in some states, and the people here are the same as everywhere else in the world. Stupid, smart, educated, uneducated, rich, poor, racist, warm-hearted, miserly, considerate, and selfish. I have had the privilege of meeting most of the people I have described, but unfortunately, negative qualities overpower here, and only a few great people remain my friends to this day, and I value their friendship immensely. The book will be described in several chapters, including my childhood, in which some of us realize that our childhood affects us all our lives. Chapter 1st, My Childhood Under Communism and Growing Up. Chapter 2nd. The First Wedding, Son Marek, and the First Touch of the Stripper's Pole. Chapter 3rd. Second Wedding, Son Pavel, and My Strength as a Single Mother. Chapter 4th. Another Attempt at Marriage, Daughter Antonia, and the Reality of Guys Without Balls. Chapter 5th. Beautiful Mexico and the Return to the Pole. And Chapter 6th. A Dramatic American Divorce and a Life with a Mentally Sick Husband. This book is dedicated to my 3 sons and 2 daughters. Marek, editor, which is after death. Pavel, Antonia Hanna, and Edward.